So, welcome back, everyone. So let's remove the bookmark and continue our epic tale. Liberators, you have teleported abruptly from the chambers, the sanctum that was the ley lines after defeating that mighty foe, into the dust district where the Prolepsy lay with their shrines. There is the sound of hollering and screaming heard in the background as you can hear explosions and things out, but here at least it feels calm and tranquil for now. What do you do next?
Horatio, how are you? Can you move? Can you cast spells?
I'm fine. I can still cast. I wish you guys would have seen all the information I got. We need to make it to the Great District.
Soriel!
And I'll shout out for the Guardian of the Elves.
Okay, you start to shout out for Soriel. Doesn't seem there's a response yet, and you continue shouting out for a little bit. Horatio, as you hear the shouts for Soriel happen, they seem to get longer and almost like a Doppler effect as it fades away, as everything starts to get quieter and quieter, dimmer and dimmer, until you... Well, not for sight-wise, just hearing-wise, as everything goes silent and all you hear is a message into your brain. And I'll need everyone but Horatio to jump into the void. So, Horatio, as you hear King shout out for Soriel, the sound dies away and you hear, "Tick-tock, tick-tock, Horatio. We haven't spoken in quite some time, and I am still searching for my shard. I feel like I've made you more than a big enough distraction. Like I said before, if you wish to get your precious Ren back alive, and don't think I am bluffing, then I need you to go up to the Corporis now and get me that shard. Once you have the shard, I need you to reach out to me, and then I'll let you know where I am. I have a couple friends that I'm sure you wouldn't mind seeing again as well. Slippery, slippery they are, but I always get what I want. So now, if you love Ren, wish to find out what happened to your precious Silmet, and still want to see Galdrim alive, you'll go up to the Corporis now. Find and secure the shard, and bring it to the location that I'll give you at that time. Tick-tock, Horatio King.
Alright, I'll let you know once I have the shard.
I trust you. You will do the right thing, but my patience wears thin. This is the first time you've ever heard Duramo actually do anything other than his normal, just mischievous. He actually has some type of malice to his voice at this moment, and it almost gives you a chill running down your spine. But all communication ceases, and you can hear that he's no longer. You can try to communicate with him again if you want, but he does not reach back to you.
No, Horatio just... He looks like he's visibly shaking, like he just has a... fist balled up, and yeah, he just looks visibly upset.
Okay. Welcome back, everyone, from the void. As you shout out King for Soriel over and over again, you see visibly Horatio look shocked and shaken, shuddering at something that happened. It could be because he's tired, but you're not sure, but his entire demeanor went from being exhausted to more of a disgusted look.
Horatio? Horatio, are you okay? You don't look so good.
I'm fine. We have to get the shard.
What?
We have to get the shard, or Doramo's going to not only kill Ren, but apparently also Selmeth and Galdrim.
What? What?
What? What shard are you talking about?
Duran and King know what I'm talking about, but it seems to be a shard of power, and there's one in the Corporis. Doramo wants that. If I don't deliver it, he's not only going to kill Ren, but now apparently he also has Syl and Galdrim.
If he has Syl, then he has the other one that Syl took away with, right?
Yes.
I know. After all the work we did,
we don't...
Horatio, we can't let him have the last shard.
That means that instead innocent people are going to die.
These people are warriors, Horatio. They knew the life they stepped into.
At that moment, King, your attention shifts towards Horatio. The wind, well, the fog begins to swirl around in the wind, and as the leaves and petals around you congeal into an area, you see coming through that wall of petals is the little girl who is a protector of the elves, Sariel, who looks unto you. You called for me.
I'll run over to her and I'll say, yes, yes, we are. The city is in danger. The undead are spilling forth. They've breached the first walls and are already even further within. I had to bring our group here as we're trying to stop the brunt of the force coming in, but I need you to do what you can to keep as many people here safe.
The undead, they're on the borders, reaching in. They've already bled in past the Great District and all making their way up. We are trying to evacuate as many of us as we can. You should not be here. You should get somewhere safe.
Where are you going? Can you take these people safely?
Yes. We're taking all of the elves somewhere safe to another enclave deep within the mountains. It's a dangerous journey. Not only do we not want to reveal ourselves to the people of Thelos, but we also don't want to run into any demons, but it's the only way. I sense that great danger is upon us.
Take more than just the elves. Take any commoners and that other people who need aid. The more people there are, the safer you'll be. In numbers, you will survive, and they will aid you.
I don't wish to take the humans. You know that your purpose as the reincarnation of Myleki, the purpose that I have been given, has been to protect the elves, and that is what we will do.
All life is precious. Do not step on another to save yourself. Go, heed my words.
We will do. Well, she looks at you, takes a sigh, looking over at the rest of the group. We will do what the Chosen has asked. That is what you want of us.
Do what you can. Take as many as you can safely. Be smart.
Even if it risks revealing ourselves.
Be safe. Do not put yourself in harm's way.
So be it. Protect your Stellus. She says, looking over at Duran. Keep him safe.
I will send for you and the others.
Be well, our king, our champion of Myleki.
Horatio says, wait. And he summons Hootie.
Yes.
In his baby owl form. And then has him change to his new form. And sends him over to her shoulder. If you don't mind, this way I can keep King updated on how you guys are doing.
We will take your familiar, thank you, follower of the Chosen, harbinger of the divine as well. And she goes and gives you a bow, similar to how she addressed King. And Hootie, in his larger form, flies on over, landing onto her shoulder, onto her finger, actually. And she's a little girl with small fingers, but she seems to be able to fully hold the weight of the creature as she begins to walk and fades off into the fog and mist, leaving you all there alone inside of this hallowed ground.
The moment she disappears, Durag grabs Horatio's collar and just says, how are you sure they have Galdrim? How do you know?
He could be lying to me, but Duramo told me himself just now.
Duramo is a manipulator, a liar, a deceiver of the highest level, and he cannot have the shard, Horatio.
I don't intend on giving him the shard. But we need to take it. Maybe take it with us. If we have the shard...
That is too dangerous.
We know that he'll come for us. Then maybe we can face him. But I just can't... I can't choose who dies and who lives. So he looks down and he has tears in his eyes.
Duran puts his finger up to his earring and broadcast yells out, Duramo, you coward! Fight me like a real man!
Okay. There's no response until... after a few moments, you hear... Well, it seems that the cat is out of the bag. I am disappointed in you, Horatio. You were supposed to keep this between us, but the deal has changed no less. Bring me the shard in the Corporis Arcana, or I will kill Ren. I will kill Galdrim, and you'll never know what happened to Syl. The clock is ticking.
He doesn't say anything to Duramo. He just says out loud to the group, we take the shard and we descend deeper into the void. Make him chase us. What do you guys say?
He can't have it. But, well, I guess they already know about what's going on up there. Maybe if they come after us, Shivarun will have a chance to become free.
We cannot give him the shard. If he wants us to go and get the shard for him, there is something stopping him from taking it from this place. We cannot give it to him. Once it is in our hands, there's nothing to stop Darama from striking us.
I agree.
I concur as well.
So do we lie to him and tell him we have it, gain his location, and fight him?
I don't think that we are ready to fight him. We don't know enough about what he can do. I feel as if we fight him now, we will be easily overpowered. He will get the shard anyway.
We need to loosen the grip that he has on this plane, on this place. These two kingdoms can't fall.
It will just be more chaos to fuel his fire.
Exactly.
Maybe if Thelis wasn't in danger, they'd be able to send all their forces up north. We could storm the place, or I don't know.
I agree. So then let us make haste and help fell these undead quickly. I'm sure Terminus and the Unity Knights need aid. Cal, are you all right? You were wounded gravely, and your weapons. Can we assist you in repair?
Let me try and see if it's something I can fix right now. DM, I'd like to take out my Tinker's tools and repair the revolver and see if it's a small fix.
I'd like to aid him
fix.
To hopefully grant him advantage.
I would say, yeah, you're smart, you learned it, you can assist him, so I'll give you, you can make your Tinker's check, proficiency, intelligence, and see.
Could I, since I offered aid as well, can I guide him?
Yeah, you can use guidance, totally.
I will guide you in your ability and say, wisdom of Myleki be upon you, and offer D4 to your next check.
Sweet, so D4... I get my proficiency. Is it at advantage or?
Yes, and it's at advantage. Yes.
Okay, cool. And it's an intelligence check. Here we go. A 16, I believe, has to be like an 11.
Yep, I believe so. But I believe that is successful. So you
so
are able to
with
repair.
16, yeah. Yep. Awesome. Woohoo! Thank you.
Yes, we need you in full fighting force to cull these undead.
Let's get after them. And I spin the barrel, leaving one... Actually, I load every bullet slot.
I will use two more charges from the magic within Chasuble or Caliburn and give some points to Cal and some to myself.
We can't use hit dice, right?
If you want to save for an hour... which you guys have only been here for about 10 minutes, but...
No, we don't want to do that.
The barrel will surely probably meet you up there.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'll give both of us 11 more HPs. Do I want to... I could do more.
I'm at 80%. That's fine.
Are we all okay with this? We're going to just leave it here?
Maybe we can stall for time.
Do we all have, like... potions of healing?
I do think I have one.
I have several potions of healing if anyone needs one.
I have one potion of healing.
And maybe if we give them enough time, they can escape on their own somehow.
Alright.
Why don't we clear a way for them?
Then let us go, and I'll think to Caliburn, and I'll say, we must go now, and call forth the unicorns, and throw it up into the air and have it break into its pieces.
Okay.
Form our unicorn steeds.
Alright, and as such, you form Caliburn up. It splits off once again, planting itself into the ground and forming into the steeds that are the unicorns of their several various colors of the rainbow, ready for you to mount them and continue to head in the direction that you so choose. So, is your plan to ride off in which direction going where?
Are we going to get the shard or help the people?
The shards in the Caporus back at the Noble District, so...
Yeah, but you do know Horatio can just teleport there anytime he can open up a gate. Just
oh, you could just open up a gate there. No, I thought that we were going to charge forth and save the people.
Then let's go save the people.
And then, yeah, save the people and then deal with
can
the bigger problem.
Quickly port us to the Corporis if we need to grab the shard.
Exactly.
So we're in the third district, which is the Dust District. So we want to charge through the forests, headed towards the Iron District, which we know now some undead have spilled into. And
They've gone past the Gray District.
They've gone past the Gray District into the Iron District. So we're coming from dust down into iron on our way to the Gray. So if we pass, I'm assuming we'll like fight any on the way from dust to Gray.
Yes.
All right.
Monaco will brain chat to Horatio.
When it comes to the shard, I fully support you. Even if they might want to leave it here.
He just gives her a look, nods, doesn't say anything back.
Okay. So you all hop onto your individual unicorns and head towards the next district, following the path that you know you've always gone with the tram to make your way down through there. You start to ride onto the unicorns, taking the path out until you finally exit out of the eastern side, or the western side of the forest, continuing to go towards the entrance and making your way further and further down. You twist and turn around the streets as you see people are screaming. It's late at night at this point, around probably 10 or 11 p.m., but it's still, you know, people are still out and about, and after hearing the explosions, the streets are full of people who are just like, they are dead are here! Even so, to the point that you see some people running, and they look dressed completely different than other people in this district. And as they're running up, you just see them go, ooh, like stop in place and just seem to shoot back, ah! As if they're getting sucked out. No one at this point is exploding, as you've heard happens, but people are just getting pulled back towards their district, and they're like, help! As people are running in this complete chaos, and you're just making your way throughout the streets. Pushing your way further and further down. You finally, after riding for some time, burst through the outer of the Dust District, making your way into the Iron District. In the Iron District, there's much more people. It's like a whole stampede of people trying to get out of the Gray District and escape from the undead, as more Unity Knights are appearing, fighting them. And there are all types of undead, flaming skulls that are lit up and huge, burning them, while more of the undead, even a creature similar to the one that you fought before, is attacking, leading a small army, a battalion of undead, as they're starting to attack. They look like they're all focused towards on the direction you're going, but the further you get to the Great District, the more they are spread out. And to the point where now you can choose to go towards the eastern side, to the left, to the right, or just keep making your way towards the entrance. But you see there are little groups of undead around that area. Which direction would you guys like to go? Or what would you like to do at this moment? There are just people all around you screaming.
Which side looks like requires the most immediate attention?
Definitely the side continuing forward where they're all coming in from the entrance. But there's definitely there are people, but that's where all the Unity Knights are, most of the Unity Knights are, and you see the biggest explosions happening, possibly King Terminus or just high-end mages, because there are Corporis members fighting, everyone's fighting right now in this war against this massive undead wave. That seems to be where the most of them are gathered, though there are small pockets of undead that have breached in and are attacking just random people, where there aren't Unity Knights.
I would think that going towards where there's no Unity Knights would be most pertinent to help those people. I don't know if the rest of the group agrees.
Yeah.
We could quickly do like a drive-by or like a ride-by to try and like knock out some of them and reconnect, because if I call forth Spiritual Guardians, it lasts for 10 minutes. So as we ride through the streets, both the areas around myself and Duran will, like, spectral unicorns will crash into the undead as we ride through the streets, potentially damaging and helping the people on the sides. We could catch up to you if you want to trudge forth, but we might be better to split.
If there's any, like, big groups of them that seem independent of people, Monaco throw a fireball in them. Otherwise, she would just be prioritizing picking off the strays that seem like they're going after people on the sides.
All right. So you all rush into the city, and you see, as you start to make your way, you see there are clusters of them surrounding the canals and the buildings, and people are just all between them. So if you possibly fireball, you will... Well, there is a group of banshees that are kind of wailing around that seem to be by themselves to the northern side. But you can easily hit the banshees that are in the corner, where they're making their way towards where everyone is. as you're on your horseback. So I will say you shoot a fireball over there, blasting them. So go ahead and you don't need to target. Just go ahead and actually, they have to roll. I'm going to just roll the dice. All right, go ahead and roll damage.
All right.
So 39 points of damage. Ouch. You go ahead and throw into the banshees. And they do look, as even for spectral beings, damaged already. They probably made their way through the Union Knights and are continuing. So you blast them, dispersing them. You hear them, as they all start to curl up. For the most part, most of them are still there, but you do knock out a couple of them as you see that they're all kind of coming to this one area where there are different buildings and people who are trapped. So on the map, you are positioned towards the right, making your way left as you see these clumps of undead, people of flaming heads and war horses and zombies that made it past the outer perimeter. Make their way and start biting and attacking the people of the town as they all cry out for a hero to save them. Help! You hear.
I'd like to cast Spiritual Guardians again.
All right. So you all prepare yourselves, and so you've decided to stay here and help these people. All right, so as you all prepare yourselves at the riding on the unicorns, looking back, Monaco knocking out some of the banshees in the corner, you witness and see the horror of the people being attacked, and you ready yourselves and prepare, do your first actions before you hop into battle. And that is where we're going to end tonight's session.
Let's save some people.
Woo!
Oh my gosh.
So dramatic. What cliffhanger.
That's
what
I feel
what
like.
A dangerous looking horde that is.
Why did we still hold the gala if they were this close?
We didn't know they were this close.
I will. Yeah, that question is a valid question to have. But thank you everyone for listening. Thank you for everyone for joining today. Of course, you can catch us on Twitter or on Facebook at A Tale of D20s, or go to our website, www.ataleofd20s.com. There you can get everything from Natural Ones to Descent into the Void to all behind the scenes links to our Patreons, etc. So thanks everyone for joining once again. We love you all, to all our fans who listen. This is an exciting jump into season 2. So from the first chapter to the last page, be kind to each other. We love you, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, everybody.